give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. You know what that means. It's church tonight, and boy, are we looking forward to a midweek service tonight. We have one of our missionaries going to be with us, Brother Clint Burden. Burdens were in our missions conference 6 years ago, and they completed their deputation, and they went to a restricted access nation and have done a tremendous job. They're back home for just a short furlough, and they're able to report into us, and so I'm looking forward to having them here in person again and hearing just what the Lord has done and what He is doing and what the plans are for the future. And so not going to be live streamed tonight now, folks, so you got to, if you're going to hear Him, you come in and hear Him air at the service to see evening, 7 o'clock, right here at Bible Baptist Church. And then, of course, we're looking forward to this Lord's Day, December the 11th, and I want to remind you, at 5:30 Sunday evening, our adult choir will be doing a cantata called The Richest Family in Town. And my music is great, the story is tremendous, and you will be blessed. So come on out and join us. Sunday, of course, morning service, regular times, 9:30, 10:30. But then Sunday evening, 5:30, for The Richest Family in Town. All right. Now, if your Bible's nearby, Exodus chapter 22, please. Exodus chapter 22. One verse I'd like to share with you today is verse number 26, where the Lord tells Israel, "Her priests have violated my law and have profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean. And have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them." Notice, neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean. They have no difference between the holy and the profane. The priests now, these aren't just the people, these are the priests. These are the ones who are supposed to go to God on behalf of the people. They offered sacrifices and other offerings to God. And they were making no difference between the holy and the profane. The holy is that which is set apart for God. Pure, set apart from the world, set apart for any other thing. And that's what we are. We're to be holy. We're to be set apart from the world and set apart unto God. Set apart from sin and set apart unto purity. Set apart from immorality and set apart to honor God. And profane, the word means common. Literally, it comes from a word means pro, means in front of, and fane, which meant the temple. So they were putting things in front of or ahead of the temple. And so in our world, it would be we're putting common things before the holy things. Putting the common things of the world before the holy things of God. There are things that God intended to be holy and set apart for Him, and I disdain those things, and I make common things that is profane. What is holy, and I make it common. Number one, the Bible says God is holy. He says in 1 Peter chapter 1, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." In Isaiah 46 verse 9, He says, "There is none else. I am God, and there is none like me." When Israel would go into idolatry and put up their false gods, and they profaned the true God. In other words, they made Him common. They put Him on the shelf with all the other gods. But He's the God of heaven. The God of heaven, the God of the Bible, the God that you and I read about in this book, is a unique, one-of-a-kind, God of gods, Lord of lords, King of kings. And yet God says, "I'm profaned. You make me like all the other gods." But God is holy. God is set apart, and we ought to treat Him like He's holy. Satan, Lucifer as it was before he was thrown out of heaven. You read about in Isaiah 14, He says, "I will be like the Most High. I will make my throne in the heaven, and I will do this, and I will do that." And what he was doing was what? Replacing God's will with His will. His own will be as important and on the equal ground as God's will. And he did that. and God cast him out of heaven and made the devil out of him. Profane. Profanity. See, people say, and I know, you know, well, I know God said this, but wait a minute, be careful. Are you saying what you're going to say right now is as important as what God says about it? Are you saying your will is as important as God's will? It's not even on the same level, my friend. We have to be careful. That was Satan's temptation in the garden, was it not? Didn't he tell Eve, you'll be like God? He's trying to make you equal with God, making God common with mankind. Thinking we can be equal with God is incredibly foolish. Lucifer, the most powerful creature created by God, he couldn't be equal with God. We surely can't. God is holy. God is set apart. He is unique. But not only is God holy, God's name is holy. That's why it's wicked to use God's name like any other word. When we use God's name in a common way, like we would in a common sense, in a common a sentence or a common way like any other word, that's why it's called profanity. You see, God's name is holy. God's name is set apart. God's name is unique. The Old Testament scribes had such a respect for God, for the name of God, that when they came to it in Scripture, they would get up, they would go, and they would wash their clothes, change their clothes, get a brand new pen, write God's name, and then put the pen away, never to be used again. It was used for one purpose, one time. That's how they revered the name of God. Isaiah 57:15, God whose name is holy. His name is divine. It's to be set apart. It's not to be used like we use other names. We're to put a difference between the holy and the profane. And by the way, the same is true of the name of Jesus. It's not a curse word. That'd be profanity. You're bringing it down to a common name. No, that name, my friend, is a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. God is holy. God's name is holy. God's day is holy. Over in the book of Isaiah in chapter 58, God deals with this. In Isaiah 58 and verse number 13, God says, if thou turn away from thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasures, nor speaking thine own words. Notice, his day is holy. Now, we're not here to observe the Sabbath. Our Sabbath has come. Our rest has come. That rest was picturing Jesus. Now, we have a new day that we observe. What is it? The first day of the week. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. The early church didn't gather on Saturday. They gathered on the Lord's Day. They gathered on the first day of the week. Now, every day ought to be lived for God. Every day belongs to God. But there's uniqueness. There's a purity to the Lord's Day. And in America, what we have done now in our country is we have profaned the Lord's Day. We have made it another Saturday. Most people in the world look at it as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday. That's how most people look at it. In the early days of this country, it wasn't like that. I remember as a young boy growing up, there's no restaurants, no liquor. You didn't go, you got something from the store, you better get it on Saturday because it wasn't open on Sunday. Once it starts opening and everything comes around and everything's open and everybody treats it like another day and the ball games play like any other day, everything just seems to be the same. We've profaned his day. Then God says his spirit is holy. He's called the Holy Spirit. He has a unique function. He has a unique purpose. And his purpose, according to John 14, is to glorify Jesus Christ. Now he empowers us to preach the gospel. Because why? The gospel saves. Jesus saves. He changes lives. And that glorifies and exalts Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit doesn't come to speak of himself. Holy Spirit is not to speak of his miracles. Don't make common, don't profane the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will make much of Jesus Christ. He's there to guide us into all truth. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You're not filled with the Spirit of God if you're not exalting Jesus Christ. And so the Spirit is holy. And then we read that God's Word is holy. God's word is holy. He said, from a child, Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, you've known the holy scriptures. We treat the Bible, when we treat the Bible just like any other book, that's profane. The Bible is our God-breathed book. It's the words of God, unique, set apart, one of a kind, none like it. And when we don't treat it that way and we don't respect it that way, it's profanity. We're profaning the word of God. God said it three times in the book of Deuteronomy, in the book of Proverbs, and in the book of Revelation. What did he say? Don't add to or take away from my word. He said, don't mess with my book. Why? Because it's perfect. It is exactly what God wants us to have. Don't mess with it. All that will happen if man messes with it is it will make it imperfect. How do you improve on perfect? You can't. So to try is to profane the word of God. Don't profane God's word. Thy word is holy. God is holy. God's name is holy. God's day is holy. God's spirit is holy. God's word is holy. And God's tithe is holy. The tithe is the Lord's. The Bible says the tithe belongs to Him. Holy, separate, unique, clean. It's for Him. It's not to be mixed in with our money, with the common things. Or I'm guilty of profanity. I don't use God's money to buy food or to pay rent or to buy new clothes. No, God said He'd take care of me. What'd He say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Malachi 3, He said, you've profaned the tithe, so you're under a curse. You could spend it on a good thing, but it's not designated for good things. It's designated for God. You can spend it on others, but it's not designated for others. It's designated for God. So the tithe is holy. It belongs to Him. Make sure you don't take it and use it for yourself. But then there's something else. God's music is holy. Filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll be speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. A hymn is an anthem of praise and glory to God. Psalms were the psalms of the scripture. And testimony songs are just spiritual songs singing of the goodness of God. Your music ought to be identified by the Spirit of God. Don't take the holy things of God, the truths of God, and yoke them with the common music of the day. That's profanity. There's a lot of folks that are practicing profanity today, but they aren't cussing. But they're taking that which is holy and making it profane. And lastly, the Bible says God's temple is holy. Well, who's God's temple? You and I are. We're the temple of God. And whether we eat or drink, whatsoever we do, we're to do all to the glory of God. We're to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. We're to be set apart for God. Holy, unique, set apart for God. Take my life and use it the way You would want me to use it, God. If I take my life and use it the way I want to use it, that's profanity. I want them to be different. You're to be different. And the judgment of God was upon Israel. Why? Because they put no difference between the holy and the profane. Let's not you and I make that mistake. Let's keep the dividing line between holy and profane. Let's live our lives to bring honor and glory to our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, the holy and the profane. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.